the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل. Welcome back to our beautiful program, Rise and Shine. We're going to be starting our program with a beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. And once we've started the recitation of the glorious Quran, we need to listen to the Quran as well. And I'll tell you, we were doing Suratul Hajj. And today, inshallah, we'll be doing verse number 24 to verse number 30. So let's go towards the recitation of the glorious Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول وهدوا إلى صراط الحميد
اور انہیں پاکیزہ بات کی ہدایت کی گئی اور سب خوبیوں سراہے کی راہ بتائی گئی
ان الذين كفروا ويصدون عن سبيل الله والمسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم
بے شک وہ جنہوں نے کفر کیا اور روکتے ہیں اللہ کی راہ اور اس ادب والی مسجد سے جسے ہم نے سب لوگوں کے لیے مقرر کیا کہ اس میں ایک سا حق ہے وہاں کے رہنے والے اور پردیسی کا اور جو اس میں کسی زیادتی کا ناحق ارادہ کرے ہم اسے دردناک عذاب چکھائیں گے
وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ أَلَّا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْئًا وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْقَائِمِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ
اور جبکہ ہم نے ابراہیم کو اس گھر کا ٹھکانہ ٹھیک بتا دیا اور حکم دیا کہ میرا کوئی شریک نہ کر اور میرا گھر ستھرا رکھ طواف والوں اور اعتکاف والوں اور رکوع سجدے والوں کے لیے
وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِن كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ
اور لوگوں میں حج کی عام ندا کر دے وہ تیرے پاس حاضر ہوں گے پیادہ اور ہر دبلی اونٹنی پر کہ ہر دور کی راہ سے آتی ہیں
لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِن بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ
تاکہ وہ اپنا فائدہ پائیں اور اللہ کا نام لیں جانے ہوئے دنوں میں اس پر کہ انہیں روزی دی بے زبان چوپائے
فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ
تو ان میں سے خود کھاؤ اور مصیبت زدہ محتاج کو کھلاؤ
ثُمَّ لْيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ
پھر اپنا میل کچیل اتاریں اور اپنی منتیں پوری کریں اور اس آزاد گھر کا طواف کریں
ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَأُحِلَّتْ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامُ إِلَّا مَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ.
بات یہ ہے اور جو اللہ کی حرمتوں کی تعظیم کرے تو وہ اس کے لیے اس کے رب کے یہاں بھلا ہے، اور تمہارے لیے حلال کیے گئے بے زبان چوپائے سو ان کے جن کی ممانعت تم پر پڑھی جاتی ہے تو دور ہو بتوں کی گندگی سے اور بچو جھوٹی بات سے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, that was a very beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 24 to verse number 30. And if you have been following the Quran, then mashallah azza wa jal, we have passed Surah Al-Anbiya and we're on Surah Al-Hajj now. So we passed 17 para or more. So mashallah azza wa jal, you've listened to more than half of the Quran with the translation. And if possible, try to read the Quran with the translation and the tafsir as well. And the more you read, the more you will learn about your deen, the more you will get close to your Rabb azza wa jal, and the more blessings that we will get as well. It's like if you get something new, an electrical item, you don't know how to use it, you get a user's manual. In the same way, this Quran is our manual of life, how we should be living our life, what we should be prohibiting from, what should we be striving for. And the more we strive and the more we go towards our beautiful deen, the more blessings we have. Sometimes people say, I don't get time to read the Quran. You know, we are nowhere to say that I don't get time to read the Quran. Allah Ta'ala does not give me the blessing to read the Quran. Who are we to say that I don't get time to read the Quran? It's always the opposite. But Allah Ta'ala does not give us that time or that tawfiq to read the Quran. So next time when this satanic whisper is in your mind that I don't get time to read the Quran, ask yourself, who am I to say this? And many people who say that I don't get time, what is it that you do? You know, I've never found the most busiest person in my eyes is Amir Ahl Sunnat. The most busiest person running such a huge organization, you know, more than 88 branches. He does Madani Muzakara every day. He researches, he does everything. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, he still gets time to read the Quran. So who are we to say that we can't read the Quran? The thing is that the love of the Quran is not in our hearts anymore. I'm afraid to say this. The love of the Quran is not in our hearts anymore. We've got more important things, astaghfirullah, than the Quran. Sadly, we've got more important things than the deen itself. It looks like that way as well. And if we do not understand, then there will be a time when it's going to be too late. As they say, now it's time that we walk into the masjid. There will be a time when people will carry us to the masjid. So before that time comes, that people carry us into the masjid, why can't we walk into the masjid? Loads of people in our own local masjid as well. Many people don't come. You know, they have so many excuses. This is why I haven't come. I haven't come because of that reason. Whatever the excuse is, it's like Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran that hasten, rush towards the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, we're never far away from rushing. We're just, you know, we're, instead of taking a step forward, we're taking a step backwards. And then we say, Janab, karobar ta bada zabardast ho gaya, navi branch kholi hai, this happens, that happens. What's the point? Branch kholi hai, kaisne waste kholi hai? Allah ni ibadat to dur ho gayo. You're away from the remembrance of Allah. So you've opened a branch, what for? Me bada makan kinda, ye kinda, o kinda, flani gadi kindi. We know, we tend to, you know, boast in front of other people as well. And if you look at the reality, you know, the Amir Ahl Sunnat, he says that for me, a person who's got a lot of wealth in this world doesn't hold any maqam. A person who holds a maqam in the deen is the one who is close to me. So therefore, this is the way of the pious people. Our pious predecessors, they chose the deen, not the dunya. If you choose the deen, you get the dunya free with it. But if you choose the dunya, you don't get the deen. So niyat kare inshallah, to read the Quran every day. Ji, we've got the daily kalam today, and inshallah azza wa jal, today's daily kalam will be another beautiful kalam by Rukne Shura and Meri Jaan Madine Wale, inshallah. Let's listen to this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لے رضا سب چلے مدینے کو، میں نہ جاؤں ارے خدا نہ کرے، جانو دل ہو شوخرد سب تو مدینے پہنچے، تم نہیں چلتے رضا سارا تو سامان گیا، سامان گیا میرا دل
Oh.
چھپائے رکھنا حشر
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, a very beautiful کلام recited by رکن شورا عبد الحبیب بھائی, الحمد للہ عز و جل. And obviously, and no doubt, our beloved Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the soul of our reason, was the soul of our body, and is also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our life, and this is how we Muslims believe and we love in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be the most important thing in your heart. That's what true iman is. As they say, if you take that iman out, that love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of someone's heart, then that love is no more. And as Muslims, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we cherish and we love to, be one of those that who love, more than our own lives. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, He mentions that as well. In the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He mentions that you must love me more than your own life, your children, your family, your wealth, everything. And that very famous Hadith of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you more than everything apart from my own life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "O Umar, you are still not a complete believer. Unless you love me more than your own life, you cannot be a true believer." So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than our own lives. Why? Because there's so many things that he has done for us. There are so many favors upon us of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can never ever think of, and we can never comprehend, and we can never repay the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us, then alhamdulillah azawajal, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. And the topic that we've got today that we're going to be talking about is the fear of hell and the pious people. You know, you can see the fear of Allah and the fear of hell going to be coinciding with each other. And if you do look at the life of the pious people, they had so much fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in many, many circumstances. Where you look at the lives of the pious people, whenever they used to have that fear of Allah, fear of hell, what's going to happen to us when we die? This is what we call contemplating. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, if we contemplate and we think about our hereafter, then the reward is that we're going to be getting the reward of 60 years of worship if you contemplate upon our grave and our hereafter. And to worry about your grave, your hereafter, is something that is natural. And then on the day of judgment, if you want a reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, if you haven't done anything good, what reward are you going to get? You know, and at the end of the week, if you don't work in a place and you go up to your manager or your boss and you say, "Well, can I have my wage, please? It's Friday today." He's going to say, "Well, where were you? Did you work this week?" "No, I didn't." "So what are you waiting for?" You haven't worked to anything. You haven't done anything. So why shall I pay you? In the same way, if we haven't done anything in the dunya, we haven't done the ibadah that we were supposed to be doing, yeah, wow, what are we going to be getting paid on the day of judgment? And then one of the things that makes you do the ibadah, or will inshallah make it easier, if I can put it like that, it makes you easier to do the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the fear of Allah and the fear of hell. What's going to happen if I end up in the fire of hell? Let me just mention a few things. At this moment in time, inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to mention a few verses of the Quran and some of the aqwal, the sayings of the pious people as well. You know, we live in a world where we now see inhumanity. We see violence, we see a disgusting acts of Muslims killing Muslims, brothers murdering each other, families getting destroyed in the fight for properties. You name the brutality and we've heard of it, if not seen. So you look as you ask someone, or so-and-so has happened, "Oh yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard this happening before." I read an article one day, and in the article it was mentioned that a son killed his own mother and his own sister to get the inheritance of his father. He killed his own mother and sister to get the inheritance of his father. Now you tell me, what is happening to the world? The thing is, we don't worry, we don't fear Allah Ta'ala, we don't fear the fire of hell. What's going to happen? Alake, if you murder someone, you end up in jail. But if you don't do tawbah, you're going to end up in the fire of hell. Now in this jail, they might give you food, they'll give you everything. Basically, instead of living outside, you live a life inside. It might be a bit harder than living outside, but there's no, they give you protection, they give you food, they give you water, they give you exercise, they give you time, they give you access to anything that you want really. Yeah, but when you are, you know, in the fire of hell, what's going to happen there? There will be food and water, but how is that food and going to be water be? It's going to be zakum that we are going to be given to eat. And we'll also be going to be given, it says, the blood and pus that we are going to get to drink in the fire of hell. So we all need to understand that we all need to fear Allah Azza wa Jal and fear the fire of hell. And if you, inshallah, we're going to learn about the pious people. Let me just start from the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal. Surah Anfal, verse number 2. Allah Ta'ala, he says, "The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts, and when his verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely." Yeah, so these are the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now when your Rabb Azza wa Jal is mentioned, you have that fear of Allah in your heart. You have that, you know, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that is igniting in your heart. And that fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is going to be the one that will save you from destruction in this world and in the hereafter as well. And such is the beauty of the words of the Quran that when we read them, we feel the power of the words coming crushing down upon us. We feel goosebumps at what Allah Ta'ala says. The promise of Allah that we will be rewarded for our good deeds and punished for our evil deeds. Make us fear Him. And that is when we ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, Suratul Haqqa, if only I had not been given my book and had not known about my reckoning. If only death had really been the end. My wealth has been of no use to me. My power has vanished. So this is a person, he will cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. All that power that I had in the world, all that power is going to vanish. All the money I had, all the state, the bank balance that I had, the status that I had in the community, everything's going to vanish one day when we are inside the dark and lonely grave. At that time, it's only going to be me and Allah Azza wa Jal. If he comes down to the recitation of the Quran and the supremacy of the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, again and again, repeatedly, Allah has asked us to do good and shun evil in the Quran. And that has made us fear Him. He says, on the day when every person will be confronted with all the good that he has done and all the evil he has done, he will wish that there was a great distance between him and his evil. And Allah warns you against Himself, His punishment, and Allah is full of kindness to His slaves. Then why are we still living in fearfulness of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why do we not read the words of the Quran and understand them? Make them a complete source of guidance to spend the rest of our lives. Allah Ta'ala, He says that those people who fear Me, Allah has a great reward for them. Now, if you do not have the fear of Allah, you're not going to start doing good things because you're going to be in your own mode. Yeah, your own mode that, you know, life becomes just normal then. And we have to start to understand that without the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be really struggling to make our life a better life in this world and in the hereafter as well. And those people who don't have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the fear of the fire of hell or the fear of the ending of their lives, it all depends on your life, how your life will have an ending. If our ending is a good ending, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, your actions depend on your ending. If our ending is a bad ending, then how are we going to be supposed to be getting to the gardens of paradise? We need to understand that all the sustenance and happiness we get in this world and bounty are by the benevolence of Allah Azza wa Jal. But we also need to fear the time when our evil acts will cause Allah to punish us. Yeah, that is a true fact. Allah, it's just like your mother, yeah, your mom. She is the only person in the world maybe that will not love you with a condition. That love between the mother and the father, their love towards their children is unconditional. There's no conditions attached to it. Okay, if you do this, then I'll do that. If you do this, then I'll do that. This is an unconditional love. If you fall ill, they feel in that pain as well. If you've got a problem, they feel that problem. They might be crying for you at night. They might be worrying for you at night. Even that mother, when it comes to that state, yeah, Allah Ta'ala is more loving to you than the mother herself. But in return, how much have we done for our Rabb Azza wa Jal? And in another verse, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 186, Allah Ta'ala, He says, and when My servant asks you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning Me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon Me. Let them then respond unto Me and believe in Me so that they might follow the right way. So there's so much that Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the love He has for us. But you know, sometimes a person, he feels, you know, he feels in a mode where, you know, ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, oh, I don't need deen, I don't read Islam, ma'azallah, I don't need to read my namaz, I don't need the Quran, I can live my life as the way I want. Yeah, your life is in the control of someone else. Just imagine, if you're driving a car, and the controls of the car were in the control of someone else, and you were there like driving the car, you could drive it the way you wanted, but your car, the control of that yeah, or the fuel level is in someone else's control. If he wants, he can top it up for you. If he wants, he can just, how much are you going to drive? How are you going to drive? In the same way, you can live your life as you want, but your controls of your life are in the possession of Allah Azza wa Jal. If the button is pressed, you've gone. That's it, end of story. No one will know you, no one will even think about you, no one will even hear about you when you are dead. How many people do we know, the rich and the famous? We knew their names. Yeah, now we've never heard of them, we've never seen them. Why? Because they've gone from this dunya. We don't even see them anymore. In the same way, we're just waiting for our turn. When our turn comes, we'll be gone from here as well. But in return, what have we done that when I die, I'm going to have something with me? And the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, they feared him. That's how they live their lives. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would sit near a grave, he would cry so much. And the people asked him, Ya Amirul Mumineen, when we mention the fire of hell, you're not that scared. But when we mention the grave, you are scared. He goes, because that is the first path. That is the first step of the hereafter. So if you're not worried about your grave, you're not going to be worried about the hellfire. And this worrying about is not that Ma'azallah, Allah Ta'ala is going to be punishing us all the time. You know, it's because we've moved away. And there are so many people that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they live their life. You know, I want to be known. Yeah, man, Janab, Chaudhary Sahab and all that. I want to be known in the community. I want people to talk about me. I want people to respect me. I want people to love. I want people to, when I walk in the room, they stand up for my respect. You know, I want this, I want that, I want everything. But mashallah, so let me just give you a few tips of the pious people. You know, subhanallah, whenever we talk about the great and the pious people, the sahaba ikram, the awliya ikram, you know, the great imams, there's so much madani pearls that we learn from their lives. Some pious people, they've said, if you have these things in your life, you know, you are a lucky person. Take advantage or think of yourself as lucky that you got these things. Number one, if you are present somewhere, then you're not recognized. You might be thinking, hey, how come? What's that kind of a nasihat? If I'm there, I'm not recognized. Yes, if you are in a gathering, you're not someone special. You're not recognized. People don't know who you are. But it's opposite nowadays. We want to be recognized. We want people to look at us. I want people to think that I am a pious person. Number two, if you are not there, people will not look for you. Take advantage of that. That you are in a place where you're not in a place, but people don't look at you. They don't say, oh, where's so-and-so person? They're not worried. They're not bothered about you. Yeah, that is a good thing. Ghanimat jano, take advantage of that. Number three, agar hazir raho, to tumse mashwara na kiya jaye. If you are sat in a place, they don't ask you anything. They don't ask you for your opinion. Yeah, so that is also a good thing for us as well. Number four, agar tum koi baat kaho, to usko kubool na kiya jaye. When you say something, they don't accept it. So one is, they don't ask you for an opinion. And if they do ask you for an opinion, it's not accepted. If you've got these inside you, and you're basically, you're not worried about people, you know, you're not worried about the status that they give you, you're not worried if they ask you, if they don't ask you, you're not worried, yeah, you're not worried that even if I give my opinion, it might be accepted, it might not be accepted. That's why Amir al-Sunnah says, Mera naqis mashwara, my humble opinion. If it's a humble opinion, then you're not going to be worried if it's accepted or not. And then the pious people, they say, if you have five more things, and they give you nasihat, yeah, they give wasiyat for five things. They have a will for the five things. Number one, agar tum par zulm ho, to tum zulm na karo. If injustice is done to you, then you do not do injustice. Number two, agar tumhari tarif ki jaye, to tum khush na ho. If you are praised, then don't get happy. Don't get pleased with yourself. Yeah, janab, that's me. Yeah, don't get pleased if someone praises you. Number three, agar tumhari burai bayan ki jaye, to tum pareshan na ho. If people talk bad about you, you don't get worried. So I don't care. Only my Rabb Azza wa Jal should know what I am doing, not about anyone else. So if people talk bad about you, you're not going to care. Number four, agar tumhe jhuthlaya jaye, to tum ghusse mein na aao. So if you are, you know, jhuthlaya jaye, if you have been labeled as a liar, or what you have said was a lie, yeah, people think that you're a liar, then you don't get angry. نمبر 5, اگر تمہارے ساتھ خیانت ہو جائے تو تم خیانت نہ کرو. If you have been frauded, then you do not do fraud on anyone else. اللہ اکبر. Such beautiful nasihat of the pious people as well, mashallah azza wa jal. And what we need to understand is all of these things are getting me closer to my Rabb azza wa jal. And when you get close to Allah azza wa jal, when you get close, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will protect you from the fire of hell as well. And if you look at the pious people, you know, they'll how they live their lives, you know, like a nazaka alam. Nazaka alam means when you are on your deathbed. You know, just imagine what that situation will be like when you're on your deathbed. They always had that fear. What's going to happen? How am I going to end up in the fire of hell? And they used to cry for so much that it's unbelievable. One Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he had a grave dug inside his house. Every day, at night, he would lay inside that grave and he would, you know, call himself. He would say that, oh person, you know, are you going to be a sinner? Remember, this grave will crush you. Remember, you will be punished by Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you want the gardens of paradise or do you want the fire of hell? If you do not make yourself pious, you do not follow the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will fall into the fire of hell. And he used to scare himself from the fire of hell. And that is the alamat of a pious person. He always thinks of his grave and his hereafter. MashaAllah, we've got the daily reminder as well. So let's go and listen to the daily reminder and we'll come back and inshallah azawajal, we'll talk a bit more about this as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
حجت الاسلام سیدنا امام محمد بن محمد بن محمد غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ has stated, advising people to do good deeds and preventing them from bad deeds is the greatest pillar of Islam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, on the day of judgment, people will be extremely horrified. There will be no shade other than the divine arsh in the plane of resurrection. Allah will grant the shade of his arsh and entry into heaven his obedient and distinguished bondmen, including the Islamic brothers and sisters, conveying the call to righteousness and preventing evil, as is obvious from the following narrated saying. Allah Azza wa Jal sent revelation to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, one who commanded goodness and prevented evil and called people towards obedience to me would be in the shade of Arsh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal, we're talking about the fear of hell and the pious people. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he was walking with his companions and they passed a village and saw that all of the people of the village were lying on their faces and they were dead. Aab alayhi salatu wa salam, he was surprised and he says that, oh my companions, these people were punished by Allah Azza wa Jal. And his companions, they said, oh Ruhullah, we want to know why these people were punished by Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he made a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Ya Allah, I wish to be known the reason why these people were being punished. He says that, oh my beloved, at night, call out to these people and ask them what the reason was. Phir jab raat hui, to Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he stood on a hill and he called out to those people that, oh people, and and he got a reply, labbaik. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam then asked him, what is your story? And that person who replied, he says that, oh Prophet of Allah, رات کو ہم چین سے سوئے تھے اور صبح کو ہلاکت میں مبتلا ہو گئے. We went to sleep at night with ease and comfort. But when we woke up in the morning, we were destroyed. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, why? What happened? What did you do? And the person, he says, we left the dunya aur badkaron ki pairvi ki wajah se. We left the dunya and we followed those people who were badkar, who were bad and filthy people. Yeah, so he says, we left the dunya and we followed the wrong people, the bad people. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, dunya se tumhari muhabbat kaisi thi? How was your love towards the dunya? Arz ki, jaise ek bacche ko apni maan se hoti hai. Just like a mother has love for her child, that's how much we loved the dunya as well. Jab wo hamare paas aati, to hum khush hote. When we had the dunya, we'd be so happy. Aur jab humse juda hoti, hum ghamgeen hote, we would cry. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, that out of all of these people, how come you're the only one that is replying to me? And he says, unke jabru mein bohat taqatwar farishto ne aag ki lagame dal rakhi hain. That on their faces, their mouths have been seized by angels. To wo unme se kaise jawab de raha hai? And then he says, then how come you are answering? He says, O Prophet of Allah, main inke saath to hoon, magar haqeeqat mein unme se nahi. I am with them, but in reality, I'm not amongst them. Jab in par azab aaya, to inke saath saath main bhi azab mein mubtala ho gaya. That, O Prophet of Allah, when the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal came, I was with them. So therefore, the punishment came upon me as well. Is waqt, I am, at this moment in time, I am on the edge of the fire of hell. And I do not know if I am going to be forgiven or if I am going to be pushed inside the fire of hell. So now, let's think to ourselves. You know, today we say that, you know, I don't do the sins. Main guna na karna. But you are with the bad people. You are with those people who commit the sins. Sometimes we say, well, I don't do the sins myself. I just hang around with these people. Now, to hang around with these people is something that we need to understand and we need to reflect to our lives as well. How are we living our lives? How are we trying to save ourselves from the fire of hell? So you might not be committing the sin, but because you are hanging around with these bad people, maybe your akhirat, your hereafter, or your judgment will be same as these people as well. The pious people, when they used to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, they always fear about other people as well. At this moment in time, seriously, we're just in a world of our own. You know, we're in the sleep of negligence. Bilkul ghaflat. We don't know what we are doing. We don't know if we have to do something good. We're not scared of Allah. We don't have that fear of dying. We don't have that fear of having a bad end. We don't have that fear of having a bad grave. We don't have that fear of, you know, losing our iman at the time of our death. At that time, just imagine those people, what they will feel like, how their feeling will be, and how, you know, their feeling will be on the day of judgment. When Allah Azza wa Jal punishes these people, how will their feeling be? Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was calling out to people, ke log unke kareeb aane ke liye ek dusre ko dhakelne lage. You know, he called out, people would jump on top of one another to come and sit close to him. And then he says that, oh people, look at me. Aaj tum mera qurb paane ke liye ek dusre ko dhakel rahe ho. You know, to come close to me, you are pushing each other. Kal qiyamat mein tumhara kya haal hoga? Jab parhezgaron ki majalis kareeb hongi, jabki gunahgaron ki majalis ko dur kar diya jayega. What will happen to you? That on the day of judgment, those pious people, they will be close, and those who are not pious, they will be far. Jab kam bojh walon yani nekukaron se kaha jayega, cross the bridge of Sirat. When those people who have very less burden, they will be told, cross the bridge of Sirat. And then those people who have the most burden are told, cross the bridge of Sirat. And he says, میں نہیں جانتا کہ میں زیادہ بوجھ والوں کے ساتھ جہنم میں گر پڑوں گا یا تھوڑے بوجھ والوں کے ساتھ پل صراط عبور کروں گا. He goes, I do not know what my fate will be. Am I going to be thrown into the fire of hell like, you know, those people who are sinful, or am I going to be crossing the bridge of Sirat? And then he started to cry. Aur ghashi tari hogi. Ghashi means that, you know, he was just uncontrollably started to cry. Aapke kareeb baithe log bhi rone lage, and those people who were close with him, they also started to cry. And then he turned towards those people and he says, oh my brothers, kya tum jahannam ke khauf se nahi ro rahe? Do you not cry in the fear of the fire of hell? Sun lo, jo shakhs jahannam ke khauf se rota hai, Allah Ta'ala usse us din jahannam se azad farmayega. That those people who cry in the fear of the fire of hell, Allah Ta'ala will protect them on that day. Allah will take that fear out of their hearts. Us din jahannam se Allah Ta'ala unko azad farmayega. Allah Ta'ala will free them from the fire of hell. Jis din makhlooq ko zanjeeron aur bediyon se khincha ja raha hoga, when people will be dragged with chains and barriers. Oh my brothers, do you not have that love to meet with your Rabb Azza wa Jal? He says that those people who have that love to meet with their Rabb Azza wa Jal, when Allah Ta'ala will be showering His mercy, they will be amongst them as well. Allah jis din unki pyaas ke khauf se roega, اور اللہ تعالیٰ اسے فردوس کے چشموں سے پانی پلائے گا. And those people who fear Allah عز و جل and cry, Allah تعالیٰ will protect them and Allah تعالیٰ will give them water from the fountains of جنت الفردوس. And then حسن بصری رحمت اللہ علیہ, he called out to the people and said, ہائے آہ, اگر قیامت کے دن میری پیاس مصطفیٰ کریم کے حوض سے نہ بجائی گئی تو میرے خسارے کا کیا عالم ہوگا. He goes, if my thirst is not fulfilled by the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and feeling this neglect and this loss, how am I going to feel? And then he started to cry. And then he says that ایک دن میرا گزر ایک عبادت گزار عورت کے پاس سے ہوا, وہ کہہ رہی تھی, یا اللہ, میں تیرے شوق اور امید میں اپنے آپ کو تھکا دیا. You know, he says that I passed by a woman one day, and she says that, Ya Allah, I have worshipped you so much that I have tired myself. So I asked her, خاتون, کیا تو اپنے عمل پر یقین رکھتی ہے? Because I asked her, do you think that you have done your amal? Do you accept, do you believe in your amal? تو عورت نے جواب دیا, جس کی محبت اور شوق نے مجھے خوشحال کر رکھا ہے, تیرا کیا خیال ہے, وہ مجھے عذاب میں مبتلا کرے گا, حالانکہ میں اس سے محبت کرتی ہوں. SubhanAllah, look at the feeling, the mixed emotions that that woman had. She replied that, do you think that I worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal? And the one that I loved so much, do you think that he's going to punish me? And then, SubhanAllah, Baab Rahmatullah Ali فرماتے ہیں, اسی دوران میرے اہل خانہ میں سے ایک بچہ میرے پاس سے گزرا, تو میں نے اسے اپنے بازوں میں پر لیا اور اپنے سینے سے چمٹا کر چومنے لگا. A child from my family, he came close to me, and I hugged him and I started to kiss him. And he says, اس خاتون نے مجھ سے پوچھا, کیا تم اس سے محبت کرتے ہو? And the woman asked me, do you love him? And I said that, yes. And the woman started to cry, Allahu Akbar. You know, some powerful words. Let's look at ourselves. How much love do we have for the dunya? How much do we have love for the wealth, for our children? حالانکہ اللہ تعالیٰ mentions in the Quran, do not let your wealth and your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Our wealth has diverted us. Our love for our children has diverted us. And that's what we need to come back and think to ourselves, how we can take this love of the dunya out of our heart and have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the fear of the fire of hell in our hearts. We've got the daily hadith today, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's listen to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions, radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions, Because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now, what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now, the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord Azza wa Jal like for His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay in such company? The companion's superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect, never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Now, as we know, we are learning about the fear of the Akhirat and also our pious predecessors and how they lived their lives and how much fear of Allah and the fear of Akhirat these people had. And, you know, these people, they always had a preparation. They always prepared you themselves. You know, just like we prepare ourselves when we go abroad, you know, we prepare ourselves, don't we? You know, we get our luggage ready, we see our passport, we check the tickets, if it's been booked or not. Nowadays, we can have an online check-in system. So everything is all done and complete. In the same way, are we ready to leave this world? Are we ready to leave this world? Have we ticked all the boxes? Yeah, I've done my good actions, I've done this, my grave is going to be good, everything, I've ticked it off. If that is not the case, then we need to start to think about our hereafter as well, and how and we are going to be treated on the Day of Judgment if this is how we are going to be living our lives. Now, if you look at the lives of the pious people, they never used to fall into the trap of the shaitan. You know, whenever they would feel as if they are being trapped by the shaitan, they would always think about the hereafter, and then they would always think about losing their wealth and losing all the things that they love. And in return, we've got to do the same as well. We need to look at ourselves as well. And then he says that we need to understand if this world is a trap, this world is deceiving. And it's deceiving so much that it has deceived many, many people. Many people have fallen into the trap of the shaitan And many, many people have fallen into the trap of this world. And it says that our pious people, they rejected this world. They never did anything, you know, for this world as well. Baz hazrat par 50-50 aise saal guzar gaye, unhone kabhi apne liye bistar na bichaye. So many people that have never ever slept on the beds. They've never ever slept on their comfortable mattresses or beds, as we call them today. Na to wo duniya milne par khush hote, na uske chale jaane par ghamzada hote. They wouldn't even be happy when they got the world. You know, for example, koi paisa aa gaya, koi maal aaya, they wouldn't get happy. And when they lost something, they wouldn't get, you know, they wouldn't get saddened over that as well. Now, if we look at our lives, it's totally different. When we lose something of the dunya, we get sad. Yeah, we get angry, we get saddened, oh, I've lost this, we start to cry. But we're not worried about losing our iman. Tum jism matti ko apne pairon tale ronte ho, inke nazdeek duniya ki haqeeqat aur haisiyat is matti se bhi kam thi. Just like you walk over the earth and you know you trample it with your feet. It says that the dunya, this is what we thought about the dunya. Apart from, you know, even if they had wealth that was halal for them, yeah, he will still not even look towards that as well. Unke bilkul kareeb mein halal maal hone ke bawajood, jab unme se kisi se kaha jata, isme se qadre kifayat hi le le, to jawab milta, khuda ki qasam main aisa nahi kar sakta. When these people were told, this is halal money, halal wealth, take something that will suffice you from this halal wealth. And he would turn around and say that I swear by Allah, I will not take anything that we have. So inshallah azza wa jal, we need to think about our hereafter and our life as well, inshallah azza wa jal. We've got a very beautiful cartoon. Let's watch this cartoon and inshallah learn some beautiful madani pearls from this as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Once upon a time, a camel was standing in a deserted place, and it wasn't tied up. An untied rope was touching the ground. Meanwhile, a mouse passed by the camel. When it noticed that a camel is standing alone, although it has a rope around his neck, but it is not tied up with anything. All of a sudden, that mouse thought something, stepped ahead, held the rope and started walking arrogantly. A small mouse was walking ahead, whereas very big camel was following it. Mouse was feeling arrogant, and it was very clear from his walk that mouse was very proud of that act, because he was thinking that such a big, enormous animal is following me. Dear children, after some walk, it arrogantly said this.
Ha 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 ha! Look! How big and giant animal is following me, and I'm guarding this big camel.
Camel understood everything.
Oh, little mouse, you're boasting yourself too much. Just wait for a little while.
Both the mouse and the camel reached near a stream. Mouse got scared when he saw the stream and stopped. Camel also stopped and said to the mouse,
oh my guide, everything is okay, you stopped.
Do you know what happened next? The mouse that was walking arrogantly and was proud of his act was now scared after looking at the fast flow of water and deep stream. When camel saw that situation, he controlled his smile and said,
why are you scared? What happened? Keep moving. Don't be scared. Be brave.
The mouse was scared and ashamed. He said quietly,
Water is very deep. I will drown.
The camel said,
let me see how deep water is.
After that, the camel went inside the water of the stream and said to the mouse,
well, water is not that deep. It is just up to the knees. That's it. Come forward and guide me, so that I can follow and cross the stream.
After listening this, the mouse was very much ashamed. Now the mouse humbly replied,
water is up to your knees. but I will drown anyways.
Mouse had understood clearly that he was absolutely wrong for his act and arrogance. Now he had also realized the fact that we should never consider anyone inferior. The mouse was embarrassed and ashamed of his act.
Always remember this. We should never consider anyone lower and degraded. Remember? Everything has its own importance. Okay, come and mount on my back now.
After explaining all that, the camel offered Mouse to mount on his back and helped in crossing the stream. Dear children, did you see? Those who consider others inferior and low, they face embarrassment. We should never consider anyone low and inferior. So, dear children, do you make this intention that you will never consider anyone inferior and low?
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we've just watched that beautiful cartoon. I watched it many times before as well. And it's just an amazing thing, alhamdulillah. And these little cartoons that we show are for a reason. And that reason is that we can learn, our children can learn from it as well. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, concluding today's topic, winding up today's topic, how can we change our lives? How can we start to make our lives a better thing? Let's just listen to some of the things. Nasihat from Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, O Ibn Adam, tera naam amal nama likha ja raha hai aur tujh par do muhtaram farishte nigiban hain. He says that, O Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, your actions are going to be written. And he says that the angels that are appointed, they are writing your good deeds. Ek daayin taraf, ek baayin taraf, one on the right side and one on the left side. And he says that ab tu jo chahe amal kar, thoda kar ya ziyada. He says that it's up to you now. You can do amal more or you can do a lesser action. Phir jab qiyamat ka din aayega, to tujhe kabr se nikal kar kaha jayega. And when you are taken out of your grave on the day of judgment, you'll be asked to tell in the mention, the verse of the Quran, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. فرمایا جائے گا کہ اپنا نام اعمال پڑھ, آج تو خود ہی اپنا حساب کرنے کو بہت ہے. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala, He will say to us that, O people, read your book of deeds. You are enough. Judge yourself as well. Now, we need to understand today, we cause harm, because of negligence, we cause a lot of damage to our iman just to please the dunya for us. We need to understand as well, today because of the love of the dunya, we are causing problems to our hereafter as well. 40 days would pass by, there would be nothing cooked in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the life of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where, you know, there would be nothing at home to eat, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, this is how a simple life he lived. He could have lived a life of luxury, or lived a life of richness, a life of riches, as they say. He had everything. Yeah, if he wanted, Uhud mountain would turn gold for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How huge the amount of Uhud in Madinatul Munawwara is. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I had no interest in the dunya. Now let's look at ourselves. How much interest of the dunya do we have? How much do we love our dunya? We love it so much that today we are missing our salah. We are missing our fast. There are some people that come up and they say, oh well, I can't fast because of X, Y, Z, because of these reasons. So am I all right not to fast? Yeah, so again, what's happened is that the dunya has taken over our heart so much that, you know, we forgot, we become negligent. Pyar Islam bhaiyo, we think about the hereafter, we think about our grave. We're still thinking about our dunya. We are still thinking about how to make more in this world and not in the hereafter. We're still thinking, we're still daydreaming of becoming millionaires. We're thinking of other people, how they are living their lives. Yeah, if you want to look at other people, look at those people who suddenly don't have clean water to drink. If you want to think about other people, then think about those people who don't have proper food to eat. There are so many people who are, sadly, they don't have much, you know, to eat. So alhamdulillah, we need to understand, we need to make ourselves, you know, think about. That's why they say that when you are thinking, always think and look towards the people that are below you. I drive a car, I don't like the model, I don't like the make, I want to get a better car. Look at the people below you, they don't even have a car. Look at the people who are below you. You're worried about your clothing, you're worried about the latest phone. Look at these people, worry about them. Worry about yourself that I am still better than these people because at least I've got a phone. These people don't even have anything and we're still worried about ourselves. I've got a promo to watch, inshallah. It's a fun promo. And then I'll just mention to you a bit about Dawat Islam and then we'll wind up our program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we wholeheartedly believe in the words of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said that charity does not decrease one's wealth. And the understanding of this is important. When we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many blessings that we attain. Blessings in terms of what we spend for the hereafter, it's invested in the hereafter, and we are given its reward with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we die. We are also protected from many calamities that we don't see and many afflictions which may have affected us before we gave that charity. Those afflictions, those calamities are warded off. Dawat-e-Islami is working across the globe through its many departments to support the community of the faithful. Our work is not just for the children, not just for the youth. We are trying to cater for all Muslims, all people from all walks of life. We are trying our best to improve the work in these departments, and this is only possible through your generosity, through your donations, through your support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for every good intention and every single penny or pound or dollar that you give to support your Dawat-e-Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase success for all of you in both worlds through this act of generosity, through spending in His way to support the work of Islam. May Allah accept our good intentions.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436345 60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ali Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we've got a couple of minutes left now, and I just want you to, inshallah, azawajal, this fun promo that we will watch, I want you to help Dawat-e-Islami in the Madani works that we are doing. So please don't hesitate. It's for the cause of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So I hope you can, inshallah, will help us in that as well. Jazakallah khairah. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Take care of yourself and I'll see you next time, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end.